Please welcome Charlotte Janice.
Rock the boat. Today I was thinking, and last night I was thinking, rock the boat. I heard since I was a kid, don't rock that boat. Don't rock any boat. Just be quiet, sit down, and shut up. So I was thinking, well, today we really don't, I don't use rock the boat. I call rock your world. So when I was thinking rock of the boat, I was also thinking of a vessel, and a vessel being the boat. And so I wanted to tell you a true story about CMC. I used to be married to a man. He just loved to beat me. Boy, every time I'd come home, he'd find another reason to put another bruise on me. And then I'd go back to prison, and those inmates, 150 of them looking like this, hanging out with me, not a one of them would put a even come close to me, because I'd just give them that, the hell you looking at, buddy? And so right away, they'd turn around like they didn't even know what they were talking about. So there came a day that a mental therapist told me, Charlotte, did you know that your husband's beating your kids with a 2x4? I went, what? No, I did not know that. And she said, you know what? What you're teaching your daughter by you going by those, getting those lickings at home, you're telling your daughter it's okay for men to whip up on you. And I went, no, I'm not. She goes, yes, you are. And you're telling your son it's okay for him to whip on women. So, man, that's my second marriage. I had the same ding-dong. You know, I'm a good wife, good mom, good correctional officer, and then I come home to this, well, I'm not going to say that, but I decided one way or another, I'm going to rock that boy's world, or I'm going to rock his boat. So after 7 years in the men's system, taking as many beatings as I'm going to take, I thought, I know how I'm going to do this. But then I go back to work, and the inmates that hated me the most were the he-she's or the she-he's or whatever you want to call them. They just hated Charlotte's guts. So one day I said, God, I can't take this anymore. I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to run. So one day I heard him say, love your enemies. And I thought, I am not going to love those guys. But they kept setting me up. Those he-she's set me up all the time. So one day I thought, the only way I'm going to be able to fix this is I'm going to tell them, next time I see one that's all dressed up, got a whole bunch of makeup on, I'm going to go, you know, girl, because they're going to like me calling them a girl. You wear your pants too tight, and you got too much makeup on. And they go, really? And I go, you want some girl tips or what? You want all those men to be chasing you around the yard? Well, yes, ma'am. Next thing you know, I was giving all those he-she some tips, and they were coming to see me all the time. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? Pretty soon, they were telling me all the things that were happening in the prison system, and I was shaking and baking, and I was a hot mama. I was better than the security squad. But one day, one of the guys said, one of the, you know that lieutenant you like and you talk to so much? And I go, yeah. And he goes, he's in one of the inmates' pockets. I go, what? Yeah, just be watching this one and watching that one. So pretty soon I kept hearing this guy telling these stories about this lieutenant, never mentioning his name. And I thought, somehow I'm going to set that boy up. And when I set him up, I kind of set all men up that have ever hit me. Well, one thing in the prison system, if you marry an inmate, your career is over with. Well, I got to know this inmate, and he was telling me when he gets out, which is a couple of years, he has this big deal he's got going on. He's going to be driving a Corvette. And this man, I didn't like him because his mom and his sisters came to see him all the time from Long Beach. Every week they would come to see him, 10 years of it. And now he was going to go home. He was going to do the same old thing he did that got him back in there. So I thought, I'm going to set that boy up. So on my clever Christian side, I said, you know what? You're the perfect man to marry. He goes, really? And I go, oh, you got it all. And then you're going to get out and you're going to have all that? He goes, yeah. And I said, shh, man, if you were where I'm going to be moving to, I'd probably marry you. So all of a sudden, he changed his game. And I said, you know, if you happen to move to a different prison, I'll move over there with you. And he said, really? And I go, yeah. Because I didn't like this guy setting up my lieutenant that was my favorite lieutenant that always had my back. So I was going to get back on him. So guess what? He gets himself moved over to another prison system. I transfer to another prison system. I tell myself, I'm going to marry him today, and I'm going to divorce him tomorrow, and I'm going to let him know what kind of game he does not have. When you want to talk about rock the boat, I wanted to rock his world to let him know he doesn't have any game. Mama's got the game. So when you go home and you want to set your mama up and your sisters up, just remember Charlotte that set you up, because you're not all that. Now, when I think about rock the boat, I also think about the rudder of a ship. The rudder of a ship controls the whole body. The tongue controls the whole body. The tongue is like a rudder of a ship. It controls the whole body. So when I talk about rock the world, I talk about using the tongue, and I rocked his boat. And I think also about a vessel, the boat. When it's still, it's either no good, it's no use, or there's something broken about it. Unless it's on the wind, or it's on the water, or it's useful. So I like to also say this: greater love hath no man than one who lays down his life for a friend. And to me, I was laying my life down for my lieutenant, knowing I'm never going to go back to the prison system. But I got out of an abusive relationship with a husband, moved me and my kids away from that situation, and set that bad boy up. The rudder of a ship, the tongue. There it is.